This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah, nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruhu wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyiati a'malina. Man yahdihillahu fala mudilla lahu wa man yudlilhu fala hadiya lahu. Wa nashhadu an la ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lahu wa nashhadu anna Muhammadan 'abduhu wa rasuluhu. أما بعد يقول الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا قوا أنفسكم وأهلكم نارا يقول النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم ما نحل والد ولده من نحل أفضل من خلق حسن صدق الله العظيم. As far as fathers are concerned, I'd like to narrow my discussion to two areas. One is the moral upbringing of our children, and secondly, the spiritual upbringing of our children. As fathers, we need to understand that we play a very critical role in our children's life. Our children are like clean slates. They will reflect to the world what we have inscribed on them. And throughout the childhood phase, we will get an opportunity to inscribe on that slate. And the values we grow our children up with today will be the values they will live by tomorrow. And so that requires active parenting from us all. And we need to play an active role in our children's lives. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, مَا نَحَلَ وَالِدٌ وَلَدَهُ مِن نُحْلٍ أَفْضَلَ مِن خُلُقٍ حَسَنٍ. The greatest gift, the greatest gift a father can give his son is good character. Because they will become the leaders of tomorrow. And they will become the community members of tomorrow. And if we have given them a good upbringing, people would want to be in their company. On the flip side of the coin, if that upbringing is lacking in our children, then people would want to stay far away from such people in life. So in order to impart akhlaq to our children, we ourselves practically need to be on akhlaq. One is reading about morals, and one is witnessing morals. Our children will treat their women folk in their lives based on how we treat our women folk in our lives. So if we as fathers show respect to the women in our lives, it's a given that tomorrow they will also show respect to them, to those ladies who come into their lives. If we as fathers carry ourselves with dignity in the community, our children will pick up the same morals and the same values in their lives. For the influence of a father can never be underestimated. Each one of us can reflect in our own lives and pick up on the points that we have picked up from our own parents. And today we are trying our best to also pass down those very same morals that we've picked up from our parents. And so we need to upbring such children that will be reliable, that will be trustworthy, that will be honest, someone whom we can count on, and children that will be the leaders and the flag bearers of Islam tomorrow, inshallah. And so we need to play an active role in this regard. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us that ability to do so, inshallah. The second part is the spiritual upbringing of our children. It is the right of every child that he is introduced to Allah. It is the right of every child that is introduced to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam and his seerah. It is the right of every child that is introduced to the tenets of Islam. If we as parents cannot do so, then we must make sure that there's measures in place where they are given the spiritual upbringing. For if this is in place, you will benefit from the upbringing not only in this world, but in the year after also. The hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, One form of thawab jariyah, one form of continuous charity, even after you pass away from this world, is to leave behind pious offspring who will continue to do good even after you have passed on. For every good that they will do in their lives, Allah will give you the credit in the year after also. So the rewards are promising. The returns are promising. And we need to make a concerted effort in this regard, inshallah. And I'd like to draw your attention towards the verses of the Quran in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks of Sayyidina Luqman, the father, advising his son. Ya bunayya la tushrik billah. The very first right of a child is to be introduced to Allah. And Sayyidina Luqman tells his son, O my son, do not associate any partners with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for associating partners with Allah is a major crime. Inna shirka la zulmun azim. The second piece of advice that the Quran carries, Ya bunayya innaha in taku mithqala habbatin min khardalin fatakun fi sakhratin aw fi samawati aw fi al-ardi ya'ti biha Allah inna Allah latifun khabir. Ponder on these advices. Sayyidina Luqman says to his son that, O my son, know and understand. Know and understand. Whatever good you do in your life, even if it's equivalent to a mustard seed, whether it's under a rock, or whether it's in the heavens or in the skies scattered, or whether it's spread out on earth, Allah will bring it forth on the day of Qiyamah. And inna Allah latifun khabir, O my son, understand, Allah knows everything. Latif means one who knows the inner of things. And Allah knows what's in your heart, O my son. What is Sayyidina Luqman passing on to his son? The quality of being conscious of Allah in a person's life. That, oh my son, I cannot monitor you 24 hours. I cannot police you 24 hours. But know and understand that Allah is above you. And if you have this mindset, and if you can understand that my Allah is observing every move of mine, you will look after yourself and you'll guard yourself. And he goes on to say, Ya bunayya aqim as-salah, wa'mur bil-ma'roof, wanha anil munkar. وَاصْبِرْ عَلَى مَا أَصَابَكَ إِنَّ ذَٰلِكَ مِنْ عَزْمِ الْأُمُورِ. O my son, establish salah. I promise you, if your child is on salah, you don't have to fear about any other thing in his life. For salah in itself has the quality of taking a person away from evil and bringing them onto the straight path. Because a person will be standing in front of Allah. His conscience will not allow him to go onto the wrong path, that I'm standing in front of Allah, and how can I be involved in this act? So Sayyidina Luqman is saying to his son, establish salah, wa'mur bil ma'roof, and enjoin people to do good, wanha anil munkar, and forbid people from doing wrong, wasbir ala ma asabak, and oh my son, develop the quality of patience in your life. Things will not go your way. Everything will not work out the way we want them to work out. We need to be patient. We need to be tolerant. We need to also accept that sometimes things will not go our way. Inna dhalika min azmi al-umur. These are things to hold on to, O my son. And he goes on to advise him. And he says, وَلَا تُصَعِرْ خَدَّكَ لِلنَّاسِ وَلَا تَمْشِ فِي الْأَرْضِ مَرَحًا. O my son, when people are speaking with you, make sure you do not turn your face away. For when a person is speaking to you, give him your undivided attention. وَلَا تَمْشِ فِي الْأَرْضِ مَرَحًا. And do not walk with haughtiness. And do not walk proudly on this earth. Allah does not like proudy people. He is giving advices on two fronts. One on the spiritual front, and one on the moral upbringing, the akhlaq of our children. Our children are integrating within the larger society where we live with non-Muslims, we live with people from different cultures, with different backgrounds. if we can give our children the Islamic upbringing, they can become the means of others entering into Islam, inshallah. Just by the way they deal, just by the way they carry themselves, people will be impressed. And so we need to make dua every day that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect our children. Lastly, there's a beautiful dua that we are taught in the Quran as far as parents are concerned. رَبَّنَا هَبْ لَنَا مِنْ أَزْوَاجِنَا وَذُرِّيَاتِنَا قُرَّةَ أَعْيُنَ. O Allah, grant us from our spouses and our children such outcomes that are pleasing to us. And this is my message as far as parents and as far as fathers are concerned. Now I'd like to focus my address towards the children and the younger ones. The very first thing, my young ones, that you need to understand is that respect is paramount. Respect for our fathers is essential. If you want your children to show you respect tomorrow, you need to show respect to your parents today. For what goes around, comes around. That's the nature of life. Allah has repeated this process and the system time and again. And we can study examples in the history where we've seen children who are disobedient and disrespectful to their parents. They flourished in their studies, but they became failures in life. This is the adverse effect of being disrespectful to one's father and one's mother. Yes, we will definitely disagree with our fathers because we're not the same. But that does not give us the license to be rude. We can have healthy discussions. We can have healthy debates within the house. But we should never, ever, never, ever be disrespectful to our fathers. The du'as your father gives from the bottom of his heart can never be matched by anything in life. Our success depends on the pleasure of our fathers and our mothers. For Allah has said through His Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam categorically in the words of the hadith that ridha al-rabb fi ridha al-walid. My pleasure lies in the pleasure of your father. If your father is happy, I am happy. And if I am happy, I'm on your side. And if I'm on your side, you've got nothing to worry about. All your affairs in life will come in order, inshallah. So number one, respect is important, especially in a culture where we are encouraged to be vocal about our opinions, where we are exposed to such things on the television and on the media, where we lose our guard and we become disrespectful to our parents. Number one, respect is paramount. Number two, try to serve your parents in their lives. Serve your parents as they are serving you today. A father will go to bed on an empty stomach, but he will make sure that his family got something to eat at night. That's the spirit of a father. So serve them when they grow up also. It is sad to note that we have dumped our parents in old age homes. Let it not be that this crowd sitting here today will follow in the same footsteps. Allah protect us. And inshallah, the young ones sitting here will serve their parents even when they are old. And even when their parents are getting into that stage of life where they depend on others. And that is why we are taught in the Quran, Allahumma rabbi irhamhuma kama rabbayani saghira. O Allah, have mercy on my parents just as they had mercy on me when I was small. We are at this phase where we don't have to worry about food, where the next meal is coming from. I don't have to worry. I come home, it's 7 o'clock, I must sit down on the table. There's food, alhamdulillah. I wake up in the morning, I don't have to worry where the next meal has to come from. I go home, I go to school smiling, I go to madrasa smiling, and I come home, I don't have to worry about anything. Why? Because there's somebody at the back who's doing all the hard work. And so you need to acknowledge your parents and your fathers, and you need to serve them when they become old, for it is their turn now to relax and your turn to serve them. Number three, make dua for them. We are specifically taught in the Quran to make dua. The verse which I just quoted, رَبِّرْحَمْهُمَا كَمَا رَبَّيَانِ صَغِيرًا. We are taught in the Quran by Allah to make dua for our parents. He is not only telling us to make dua, He is teaching us how to make dua also for our parents. Till the day we are alive in this world, we must make sure that the day should not go past with us not making dua for them. I want us to reflect for a moment. We are all children of somebody. When last did we lift our hands for our parents? When last did we make dua for our mothers? When last did we make dua for our fathers? It's something to reflect on. Number four, let your parents leave this world in such a way that they are happy with you. That when they see you, they smile. That they've achieved something in life. Let them not live in misery and die in misery. Let their last moments in this world be a pleasant one. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it such for them, inshaAllah. And lastly, earn the du'as of your parents. Earn the du'as of your fathers. If your father is happy with you, inshaAllah, you'll go far in life. So, serve them and earn the du'as. May the Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq and the ability to practice on what has been said. وَمَا عَلَيْنَا إِلَّا الْبَلَاغِ